This is VPR. I'm Dave McGowan with VPR News. Global leaders convened in Paris today in search of an international agreement to curb carbon emissions, but environmentalists in Vermont are pressing for action closer to home. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
A wall of stacked white boxes on the steps of the State House provided the visual backdrop for the latest call for a carbon tax in Vermont. Each of the 180 packages was filled with postcards signed by Vermonters who say they support a tax on carbon pollution. A coalition of environmentalists hand-delivered the shipment to lawmakers this afternoon.
Our thoughts are with the global leaders who are making important decisions for all of us, but we can't leave all the work to them. We have to do our share also.
That's Fran Putnam, chairwoman of the Weybridge Energy Committee and a member of Energy Independent Vermont. In recent weeks, prominent Democrats have distanced themselves from a pair of bills that seek a so-called carbon tax on gasoline, heating oil, natural gas, and other fossil fuels sold in Vermont.
And that's why we need to keep bringing this up. And eventually, it's going to be like so many other things in Vermont. Eventually, it's just going to be accepted.
Putnam says the delivery of more than 25,000 postcards from people supporting the proposal is designed to renew momentum for the legislation. But East Montpelier Representative Tony Klein, who chairs the House Energy and Natural Resources Committee, says there's a reason the bills have stalled.
Because the state's not ready yet.
Klein says he supports a, quote, pollution tax on fuels that emit carbon dioxide. But he says the state is far from settling on a solution that works for voters. The existing bills call for most of the revenue collected by a carbon tax to be redistributed back to Vermonters in the form of other tax cuts and tax refunds.
I really think that Vermonters don't trust at this point that they will actually get it back.
Matt Cota is the head of the Vermont Fuel Dealers Association. Cota says supporters of the tax say they want to target polluters, but he says it's regular Vermonters that will pay the price.
But ExxonMobil isn't writing a check. BP isn't writing a check. It's people of Vermont who will be writing a check to the Montpelier to pay for all of the things that they have concocted in this bill.
All four candidates for governor have voiced opposition to the carbon tax legislation in Montpelier. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.